Okay, we're on Lamed Zayin Beis. There's a Mishnah right in the middle of the page. V'heichan hayu menanim. So where do they shake the different shakes in the middle of the hollow? Where was the shakes? Where did they do this? V'hodu l'Hashem t'chila v'sof. So they do it at the beginning of v'hodu l'Hashem, which is our custom as well. The beginning, the first v'hodu l'Hashem that we have, and then the last v'hodu l'Hashem we have as well. If you open up a Tehillim and kuf yud ches. So the very first line there is Hodol Hashem Kitov, and the very last line there is Hodol Hashem Kitov. So they would shake, as we have in Halal, that part of Halal is all Kuf Yuches, broken up in different paragraphs. So they would shake the very beginning Hodol Hashem Kitov, and they would shake the very last Hodol Hashem Kitov, and they would also shake V'an Hashem Hoshiyana. That's what Beis Hillel said. Theory Beis Hillel. Again, that's our custom as well. Beishamei Omrim Af V'an Hashem Otzlichana. Beishamei added on another place to shake, which is V'an Hashem Otzlichana. Again, that's not our custom. I'm Rabbi Akiva, Tzofa, Isi, B'Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua. So if that means I watched, Rabbi Akiva says, I watched Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua. Shkola Am Hayu Menanin, that's Lulavayan. Everyone was shaking Lulav and Esrog. Vehem Lo Nanu, Elaba Anash HaMashina. And they only shook Anash HaMashina. There's two ways that we should understand this. Only Anash HaMashina and not even Hodul Hashem Kitov. That's option number one, only then. Or option number two is only Anash HaMashina and not Anash HaMatzlichana.
Sounds like they would have shook all the big Shammai things.
There are a shul full of people who followed Beis Shammai's opinion. Correct. So we know what our custom is, like Beis Hillel does. We shake Hodul Hashem Kitov both beginning and the end. We shake also Anash Hashem Hoshiyana like Beis Hillel. Again, it's not clear what Rabbi Akiva was reporting back. Was he reporting back that they did like Beis Hillel, or was he reporting back a third opinion that they only did Anash Hashem Hoshiyana? Majority of people assume it's like the first opinion, like Beis Hillel again, which is our practice. But the Gemara has a big question it starts off with. Nanua Mandachar Shemei. Mandachar Shemei means who mentioned it? You have over here a Mishnah. The Mishnah is coming right after the last question we had, which is all about the Esrogim. And also, talking about where do you shake? Who mentioned shaking at all? Where do we even discuss? Mandachar Shemei, it's shaking. Who mentioned shaking at all that we're now discussing? Where you shake? First, tell me that you do shake. Like the very first Gemara, Maseches Brachos, it says, Me'emetai Korin Kriyat Shema. The Gemara asks, Me'emetai Korin, well, tell me you say Kriyat Shema in the first place. When do you say it? How about that you say it in the first place? Where's my first line that you're supposed to be shaking? Why are you asking me when do you shake? You haven't even told me I'm supposed to be shaking it yet. That's the Gemara's kasha. Nanua man dechar shemei. Who mentioned shaking at all? Gemara says Hasam Kai. It's going back over there, which is the very first mission we had in our parak. Kolulo sheish bo shoshet tvachim ukedel or here kedei, but kedei lanebo kasher. Lulo shir. We know the lulo shir is four tvachim, three tvachim to match the size of the hadas and the rabos, and an extra tefach. In order to shake. So you see from the first mission we had in our parak, that is a din shaking it, and that's what this is based off of. So the mission over here is true. A lot of Mishnayos happened in the meantime. The Mishnayos of after we finished one of Lulav, went to Hadassim, went to Arava, went to Esrog, and now we go back to that first, then that Mishnah, of where do we find this shaking? Where is that moment in time, those moments, when we'll be doing those shakings? Okay. Therefore, we say right now, after we said, you're supposed to shake it, we now are asking, where do we shake it? Which we just answered, again, the Hodul Hashem Kitos times two, as well as the An Hashem Hoshiyana. Now, regarding how one shakes it. So it's not Hasam, it was taught over there.
How or when?
Heichan?
How or where?
Heichan usually means, what you have over here, Heichan means where. It's where. We're about to get right now to how. Heichan, that's quoting the Mishnah. The Kamar in the Mishnah therefore says, Heichan, according to our Mishnah, Heichan Hayimananin. That was after we discussed. You have to have a certain shear in order to shake it. We're now going to discuss where do you, in fact, shake it. Where's over here? It's not what we taught in the Mishnah in Menachos. She'alechem v'shnei kivsei atzeres, keitzad hu osa. So there was a din of called tnufa. They used to wave the she'alechem and the korban of the kvasim that was given on Shavuos. They would hold them together and they would wave them. The way it would work, according to the way Rashi explains it here, is they would hold the lechem on top, and underneath it would be the animal, and the person would pick up underneath the animal, and he would do a maisa of na'anuim with the animal and with the shtei lechem that it was held on top of the animal, which were these matzahs. These matzahs they would have, they would offer dafka on Shavuos. Ketzer u'osa, how would they do this? It was dafka chametz. Correct. Shalachim was dafka chametz. That's correct. Yeah. With the waving of it? I don't know that was going. I'm not sure it was going specifically. I'm not sure, but you're definitely right about the chametz part for sure. Okay, Ketzer Osa, how would he do it? Meniach She'elechem al gabi shnei kvasim, he would put the two breads on top of the shnei kvasim, the two animals. Meniach Ketzer Tachten, they place the hands underneath the animals. Meniach Umolich Umevi Mala Umorid. So he would wave it, Molich Umevi, they would wave it, they would bring it out, they would bring it back, they would bring it up, Mala Umorid, bring it back down again. And he quotes the Pasuk, Demar Asher Hunaf Asher Huram. Hunaf means to wave back and forth, Huram means up and down. So that's how they would do it. They would go one time front, one time back to them, one time up, one time down. Our custom, we usually do is usually six wavings. We do up, we do all right, you know, front, side, back, left, up, down. But the tnufa that was done with the korban was forward, backwards, up, and down. What's the reason why we have this, these practices? Why do we have these behaviors? So molich mevi, they would bring it out and bring it back again. The front and back represented the directions that we have in this sphere, meaning you have north, south, east, and west. So we went forward, we went backwards to represent towards the one, Lemisha Abruch Shalom, the one who's in control of all directions, meaning Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Malu Mori went back up and down again, Lemisha Shemayim Baruch Shalom, represented beyond our directions that we have. We also have heaven and earth. So we went up and we went back down again to represent and recognize the one who owns, quote unquote, the heaven and the earth. So again, that was the custom we had by the Shtei Alechem and the Kvasim. And we have a similar approach that we do also when it comes to the Lulav and Esrog. Again, we add in right and left. We don't only do the front and back for the direction. We actually go all four directions. And then we go up and down as well. Amar Bichama Bar Ukva, Amar Yossi Bar Bichanina. Molichu Mevik De La'atzu Aruchos Ros. The reason why you would go this way to front and then back to toward yourself again was to stop any sort of bad winds. Again, directions, winds that come from directions, we want to make sure we stop any sort of bad winds that are bad for us, bad for our crops, bad for our well-being. And Malo Morid, and the reason why we go up and then back down again, to stop bad dew, bad precipitation, bad rain. We want to try to ward off any evil winds, any evil rains, any bad rains that will not be our best interest. So we go back and forth, up and down, to try to, that's what they did again, in the time of Shavuos, in order to ward off any of these negative winds or negative rains that could come our way. Now, Amar Biyosi, a very interesting thing Mara now says, Amar Biyosi bar Avin v'tem Rabbi Yosi bar Zvela. Zos Omeris, this is to suggest the following Chiddush. Shirei mitzvah me'akmenes puranus. Shirei means, what's shire mean?
Leftovers.
So things that aren't even essential. If you bring a korban, you love an esrog, you don't shake it. You bring a korban, you know, shei alechem, and you don't shake it. You're still yotzei the mitzvah. It's just, it's preferred to go through a certain process. But if I offer a korban, where I pick a little esrog, I pick up and put it down again afterwards, then I'm done. I've done my mitzvah obligation as far as the check in my little esrog box. Maybe something missing, there's a piece missing. The extras of the mitzvah are missing. But the mitzvah is completed. I did the mitzvah already. But you see over here that even side peripheral points of the mitzvah are ma'akivitz pronouns. They help us hold back. Ma'akivitz is to hold back negative things, bad things coming our way. You'd imagine the mitzvah itself and its biggest kavanah of the deepest part of it should be what holds back the bad things happening. But over here we see the icing on the cake prevents these bad things from coming our way. Shari tnufa, because after all, the waving is shiri mitzvi. It's external. It's not necessary to be yotze the mitzvah. Rashi points out over here, veina ma'kevis. It doesn't hold you back. If you don't do the tnufa, if I don't wave the shtei alechem and the kvasim, if I don't wave the lulav and esrog, my mitzvah is done. I did the mitzvah. It's accepted in Shemayim. But you see, even the icing on the cake that we make, the mitzvah, which is the cake, and the icing we put in the cake, even that will stop the bad things that could be God coming our way. Votzeres ruchos v'tzlalim ra'im. So that was all regarding the tzufa, the shtei alechem, and the kvasim. And now Rava says, I'm Rava v'chein b'lulav. The same way we do it by the lulav and as by the atzeres, by the shuas, the same practices by lulav as well. And Rashi went out of molichu maybe malam morid. We go out back to ourselves, up and down again. Our custom became later on to go right and left as well. It's not mentioned in the Gemara over here, but besides what we have, the way we do it, we also believe that, and this is brought down in the Sfarim as well, that the shaking lulav and esrog, the shaking of it also is supposed to similarly stop the bad dew and the bad winds that were come our way. So we see lulav and esrog very much is parallel to the tznufa that we have by the atzeres. V'achav bar Yaakov mamtilei u'maisilei, which means he brought it out, he brought it back away from him, maisilei, brought it back to him, And Amar, he would say, Dein gira be'enei de sitna. Dein means this. This is a gira, is an arrow in the eyes of the satan. Be'enei de sitna, the eyes of the satan, eyes of the Yetzirah. I mean, up here he's like, saying, I'm shooting out the Yetzirah, the satan, because I'm performing the mitzvah in its entirety, and therefore he has no strength, he has no ability to get to me, meaning I'm going to be able to ward off any evil spirits. So as he was shaking Lulav Nesrog, he would make a comment, I don't know, under his breath or out loud, he would say, see, satan, you can't beat me. I've got a Kadosh Baruch on my side now that I'm shaking with Esrog in this fashion. But the Gemara says, what? He would say these words. Amar, he would say these words. He would say, as he was shaking it, these words. And then the Gemara says, V'lab milsu, it's not a thing. Meaning, don't try this at home. You shouldn't be doing this. You're going to end up inciting. You're going to excite and incite the Yetzer Hara. You know, when you rub him the wrong way, the Yetzer Hara, you say, you know, good luck in getting me next time. I'm doing my shakes right now. So you'd imagine like a bull starts to, you know, to dig a little bit in the ground, and the, you know, he starts to get a little bit red in the face, and the smoke is blowing out of his ears. So that's what you're doing. We shouldn't do this. It takes a big man to look at the Yetzer Hara in the face and say, good luck in getting me later on, because I'm shaking my lulav and esrog. So even that's what he did. The Gemara says over here, Vlad Milsi, don't try this at home. It's not a thing you should work on. It's better to kind of lay low and not anger the Yetzer Hara. Okay, next Mishnah. Misha Babaderech, Blohai Biyada Lulav, Litzol. Person who comes on from the way, and for some reason he didn't have a Lulav and Esrog to shake up at this point in time. Like Shikanes Lebesa, when he goes into his house, finally, Yitzol Al Shulchano. He should take Lulav and Esrog right now, shake it right now, Al Shulchano. What does it mean, Al Shulchano? So over here, Rashi explains it means that if he already began to eat, and your table is set, and you're in the middle of the meal, and you realize, oh my gosh, I need Lulav and Esrog yet, so you stop the meal in the middle, and you lulav nesrog right now, and we'll see the Gemara is going to ask a kasha, because we don't always do this for every other mitzvah. We interrupt in the middle. We don't always interrupt in the middle of mitzvahs, of a suda for a mitzvah. But over here, the mission is pretty strong in suggesting that if you came from the house and you started your meal, and you realized I didn't shake lulav nesrog yet, so you should stop the meal in the middle, and you should shake lulav nesrog. Lo natol shachris, if you forgot to take it in the morning time, yitol bein arbaim, you could take it up until the evening time, meaning as long as it's still the afternoon, as long as it's still the halachic day, you can still take it. You should still take it. Shkol Hayom kosher lulav, because the entire day is kosher to shake lulav and esrog, which is also Mishnah and Megillah as well. So we have this idea up here again that, first of all, take it right away. If you forgot to, and you middle of a meal, stop the meal. If you miss the morning, you'd have until the afternoon, including the afternoon, to do it in. And the reason why is because the entire day is Isman, lulav, and esrog. The Gemara, as I mentioned before, is going to now point out, what's that? Nighttime is not Isman for it. That's what we have earlier on. We point out that Sukkah, which is day and night, is more machmen lulav, which is only day. So that's why we had all the svar we had of only dalad minim for the schach, because we know that lulav is more makil, quote unquote, and it requires dalad minim. So kal v'chomer, the more machmer din requires dalad minim as well.
Why not
nighttime? Yom Rishon. Yom Lulai, we say. But why you're saying what, maybe Yom means the day? What's the source that it is only daytime?
No, that is the source.
Do we say that? Do we say those words? Yom Lolaila? Does the Gemara say that? It's definitely true. Is that the Gemara said? We never entertain, I don't think, at Yom Nighttime. No one ever said that, I don't think, right? Yeah. That was the Masorah. That was the Drasha, yeah. Okay. So the Gemara. Amart not lo al shulchanu. The Mishnah said that we take it on your table, which we said means the Mishnah, even be'emtsa suda. So pause your suda. You go straight to Lulav and Esrog. Then you put it back down and join your suda again. Lememra, which means this is to suggest, this is to state. The mafsik, that we're supposed to stop in the middle of a meal, do the mitzvah lulav and esrog. Griminu, we have a contradiction, we have a difficulty. Im itchilu, ein mafsikin. The quotes over here, the Gemara in Shabbos, I think it is, Shabbos, where it says you're supposed to do certain things you shouldn't do when it starts at a certain time already, every Shabbos. You shouldn't go to the barber, you shouldn't learn certain things, you should try your hardest. I think there's Mishra Rashi quotes over here.
If you
already began, whatever you're not supposed to start, he goes over here. You shouldn't go to Safar. You shouldn't go to a barber. You shouldn't go to start a meal. You shouldn't have judgments. You shouldn't do the Beis Din right away. But if you did already, and then that extended into a time when, you know, it's already a certain Zman, then you should stop in the middle, or we'll see in a minute. That's the question. Do you stop? So here it says over here, if you, Mishra says one more time, if you started, let's say he says you started a meal already at 11 in the morning, and it was a celebrated celebratory meal, extended till 2 in the afternoon. We don't make you stop in the middle. We don't make you stop in the middle of the meal. We let you continue the meal. So why is it when we came to the rules of Sukkah, of Lulav and Esrog, we said you started the meal, you got to stop in the middle to Lulav and Esrog, and over here, We don't make you stop in the middle. What's the reason why? Why is it different? So I'm Rav Safra, lo kasha. Had the ika shals b'yom, had leka shals b'yom. One of them is when there is time, you have more time on your day, meaning when the meal is going to finish, you have plenty of time to do the mitzvah still. We don't make you stop then. But in the case we had in our Mishnah, must have been, but the leka shals b'yom, when there was no time. If you would have kept the meal going, you would have missed the entire day. You would have gotten too late, and you couldn't do the mitzvah later on. So over here we're saying Shabbos is the same as Lulav. They're all the same. Shabbos is the same. Lulav and Esrei is the same. The reason why they're different halachas we have in our Mishnayos and the Gemara and Shabbos is all dependent on how much time you would have left when the meal is finished. The case of Masechet Sukkah, by the Lulav and Esrog, time was running out. If you didn't do it right now, you'd miss it later on. By the case of Shabbos, you'd be able to stop and plenty of time left in order to have the day end. There was no concerns at all of missing the rest of the day. That was answer number one we find in the Gemara according to Rav Safra. Rav says, my kusha. Why was the question in the first place? Meaning, why are you even entertaining the question to be a good question? Why are you even giving an answer to the question? Dilma, ha-daraisa, ha-drabanan. Why don't we simply say that you stop for a sukkah? Sukkah is in daraisa. The drabanan means the idea that we're concerned. Lulav. Yes, lulav. The story is sukkah, but yeah, lulav. Lulav is a din daraisa. But the Gemara over here discussed when he said stop at Shabbos. At Shabbos, that was talking about the case of tefillah. One second. Sorry, the Gemara and Shabbos, not one of the Shabbos, but even on a weekday, when it's Zman Mincha. The weekday is Zman Mincha. So therefore it says, if you shouldn't start, if you start, you don't have to stop in the middle of Dav Mincha. So we're saying, why are you comparing Sukkah and Davening? Daven three times a day is not a Doraisa. Daven one time a day is a Doraisa, maybe. Maybe one time a day is a Doraisa. According to the Rambam, it's a Doraisa. According to the Ramban, it's only if it's an Esara even, maybe. But there's no din d'oraisa to daven mincha. We modeled it after the avos, or after the korbanos, but it's not a din d'oraisa, it's din d'rabanan.
I thought shachri and mincha were d'oraisa, and mariv was a d'rabanan.
No, so mariv was, not even d'rabanan, mariv was a minhag. There's no zman's d'oraisa. One time a day, according to the Rambam, is a d'oraisa. One davening a day. Whichever davening you want to make it, that's one davening a day. Once we instituted shachri's mincha, we modeled it after the avos, after the korbanos, but that was a d'rabanan. That we gave it certain time constraints. Shema is a d'oraisa. Shema is a d'oraisa. Says every day. It says in Shema. You have to say, you say, Shavu Kumecha means you have to. But regarding Amida, regarding Tvila, we do. That's a d'rabanan. One time a day is d'oraisa, but the rest of the time, but whatever the Zman we have is d'rabanan. What do we mean? We're saying over here that that questioning from Mincha to the case of Lulav Nesrog is a din d'oraisa. And Mincha, Zmani, Tvila is a din d'rabanan. Why don't we say that's the answer? What kind of question was in the first place? We stop for d'oraisa. We don't stop for d'rabanans. So that's what he's bothered by.
But straight away, I think it comes later. But straight away, that's not right.
Well, it sounds good. No? Why not?
It says baderech in the middle.
Oh, that's okay. We'll get to that. Great. Excellent. That's how the Gemara is going to end. Very good. But right now, we think it's a good question, right? Right now, we're doing. El Amar Rava says over here, if you want to ask a question, don't ask what the question you asked. Don't ask the question from the Masechet Shabbos, which is Din Tefila, to our discussion of Sukkah, Lulav and Esrog. Don't ask that question. But the question that we really should be asking is in the Mishnah itself. Ikasha HaKasha, this is the question. The Mishnah says, L'shiki L'kesha Yikhanes L'beiso Nolo Al Shulchano. When you go into your home, you should take Lulav and Esrog, even Be'emsa Seuda, even in the meal, Alma Demafsik, which means stop what you're doing and do Lulav and Esrog right now. V'hadar Tani, in the same Mishnah, by Lulav and Esrog still, went back and taught Lo Natal Shachris. He told Ben Arbaim, if you didn't take it in Shachris yet, so take it later. Take it in the afternoon also. What does that imply? I'm a Lo Masik. There's no need to stop. They say you have more time to do it later on. So one second. Forget about Masechet Shabbos, Hilchos Tefila, Hilchos Lulav and Esrog. How about our mission itself? Of Din of Lulav Esrog, Din of Lulav Esrog itself. We start off and said over here, if you're in the middle of a meal, you got to stop right away and take care of business. And we say, and if you didn't do it in the morning, so you have all day to do it anyways, implying you got plenty of time in your hands. You don't have to stop at anything. That was the question that really the Gemara should be asking according to the opinion of Rava. And regarding that question, so the same Rav Safra, I'm Rav Safra, that's what he answered. That's what he was answering. Lo kasha, havad de ikashos v'yom ha'ad lekashos. That was the question that Rav Safra was answering. Safra wasn't answering the question of comparing tefillah and not stopping for tefillah to stopping for lulav and esrog. It's not even a question. One's a rice, one's a rabbanon. He was answering the question of why is it that we stop in the middle of our meal for lulav and esrog. It sounds like in the Mishnah. The next line of the Mishnah says, okay, you have plenty of time to do it. Do it later on also. That was the question. The Gemara, and there is a safford answer. It depends. Had ikah shows b'yom. There is plenty of time left in your day. That's when you don't have to stop. That was the second part of the Mishnah. Safe of the Mishnah. Had the lekah shows b'yom. The other was, there's no time left in your day. That's when you had to stop. That was the resha of our Mishnah. Okay. And then again, Amar Bizir, Bizir still is not satisfied. Well, not Bizir now is not satisfied. He says, my kusha. Why is that a kasha? Again, last time it was Rava asking, why is it a question from Masechet Shabbos, Din of Tefillah, to the Din of Lulav and Esrog? And now Rabbi Zeira says over here, I don't think your question is a question either.
I'm not following what the question is.
Something's bothering us about a seeming contradiction.
One time do you interrupt your meal, and the other time you don't?
Good. Well, we thought originally that question was from Masechet Sukkah, which is the Lulav and Esrog discussions, to Masechet Shabbos, which is Tefillah questions. We said there, you shouldn't start doing certain things near the Zman of Tefillah, of Mincha. And if you started, you don't have to stop. But here we said, you have to stop. So we said, what's pshat? So we gave an answer, because it depends how much time left in the day. Which Rava said, that's not, what do you mean? That's not even a question. Why are you comparing tefillah, which is the Rabbanan, to Lulav Esrog, which is the Oraisa? It's not really a comparison. You don't stop for the Oraisa, stop for the Rabbanan. That wasn't the question that we're talking about at all. Scratch that question. The question was really in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah made two statements. First statement says, even be'em sa'uda, you should stop. Al shulchano, stop your meal, and you do Lulav Esrog right away. Which I'll think you stop. And the next line said, if you didn't do it in the morning, there's always time in the afternoon to do it. Implying, you don't need to stop. So which one is it? Says over there, if Safra, depends how much time is in the day. If you're busy and the time is getting away, then you gotta stop. If it's not so busy, at least it's, exactly, it's the same ballpark at least. But now we're saying, 1 second, why is that even Akasha? What do you mean? Dilma Mitzvah, maybe really what happened was, the ratio was saying, it's a Mitzvah Suke. You should stop. It's appropriate to stop. But if you didn't stop for some reason, you didn't do the ideal way of doing it, you know what? You haven't lost out yet. Yitol Beinar Baim. Skolyom Karsha Lulav. So Rabbi Zera was not bothered by, again, the Reisha and Seifa aren't a difficulty. They're not difficult either. It's not a Kasha. The Reisha was saying it's better to stop. But at the same time here, if you don't stop, you got all day in theory to do it anyways. So again, there's no seeming steer. What are we perplexed by? The Mishnah made two statements, but it wasn't versus each other. It was ideal. And then if you don't do that, at least you should know you can go all day until it turns evening time. So now, El Amar Rabbi Zeira, there is the question. Really, the question was, as we said originally, we're comparing. We'll go back to our original thought, which was the original thought is now the Raisa versus Rabbanan, right? I mean, it's Sukkah, Lulav and Esrog versus Tefillah. And the question that you had, Hadaraisa Hadrabanan, that how can you compare Lulav and Esrog, which is Daraisa, versus Tefillah, Zmani Tefillah, which is Darabanan, Hacha Yom Tov Sheini, Darabanan Askinan. Here it's an equal footing also. It's not the Daraisa Lulav Esrog, it's the Darabanan Lulav Esrog versus Darabanan of Tefillah. And therefore, they're the same playing field. And therefore, our question is a good question again. The question is, why do I stop for one and not for the other one? And the Gemara's answer was, what was the Gemara's answer to that question? That was a rejection of the question. Good. But do you have time or not? They're really the same level. They're both Rabbanans. And the same rules should apply for both of them. The question is, how much time is left in the day? That's what we want to say right now. And he says over here,
There's no difference.
Tefillah is Rabbanan. Lulav Esrog is Rabbanan. The same set of rules should apply to both of them. The question only is, what time is it right now? What time is it? How much time do you have left in your day to take care of it later on? If you have time, don't stop. If you don't have time, then do stop. So besides stop being a suggestion that gives a good answer, the Gemara says my suggestion is really, now it wasn't, I didn't pull it out of a hat. It's actually a deka nami. I have a source, I have a diuk to make that supports the idea as well. Let's see inside. Deka nami, we can infer this as well. Mi diktani from that, it's stated, mi shabba baderech. The aim beyond the lulav. What does it say in the Mishnah? The first line was what? Mishaba. Person who goes on the way and does not have a lulav in his hand. And he gets home. 1 second. This is like the Yom Tov Rishon. This was the first day, which is the Raisa. Kasam Lachem B'Yom HaRishon. And the first day, which is the Raisa. Mishari. Who would permit you to... You don't take a lulav Esrog the first day. You don't take the first day even, right? We don't do the first day. If it's B'Derech. Look at Rashi. In the derech. Look over here, Rashi. Rashi didn't say it over here. If you go outside, we don't do it outside of the. That was the cut we made later. It's a cut we made later. It's a cut we made. made a takana. That's the point. You wouldn't be going from somewhere outside right now if it was the first day of Yom Tov. Where are you coming from? Why are you traveling right now? That's the question. Why are you traveling right now? You shouldn't be going anywhere. You'd be somewhere. You're home. You're home. Where are you out and about right now? It's not that I'm going from shul.
What's the name of the rabbi who said that you're gonna do day trips?
Rabbi Eliezer? Which one?
Traveler on love or something.
Yeah, you couldn't be away from your family, you mean, for the holiday.
For
the day trips, you have to be back the same day. Then you can go on a holiday. Right, you have to make sure you can't leave family for that time. Mishra Derech implies that you're traveling somewhere, Mistama, with wagons, with a horse, with a buggy, whatever it might be. How could you be going Bederech unless it was not Chag? Must be the second days, right? I mean, second day meaning Chol HaMoed right now. Which case? Chol HaDrabanan right now. Chol HaDrabanan, that would be a Deikonami. That would support this idea, Deikonami. It's talking about not the first day where it's Daraisa, but the other days where it's Drabanan. Therefore, it's the same page, same tier as we had by the case of Tefillah. Where else do we have me and Deikonami? This idea of a Deikonami from the word me. Was that there? What was that one? Mishahaya. Rosh Ruba always said, we say there, it says psula, it says yatzar lo yatzar, it doesn't say pasul or kosher. So Mishahaya always was a mashma that it was a certain situation that arose. It wasn't a size, but it was a location. We also had Deikonami there as well. The reverse Deikonami, the word of again, either yatzar or lo yatzar would imply that it's a kosher sukkah, but you're not yotzei the mitzvah. While pasul or kosher would have implied that it would have been a bad sukkah, it would be a shear, a size issue. Come down, Aleph also? Was it? Remember.
The bottom line, Rabbi, there's no difference.
Between the Rabbanon, is no difference. Rabbanon.
Between having to do mincha
and the Drabbanon of sukkah.
And the
Drabbanon
of second of seventh
of
sukkah.
Of, right, correct.
You
didn't
do it in the morning for whatever reason.
You do all day long, and again, if you have time, you don't need to stop at all.
If you're early in the day, you can continue your meal. If it's late in the day, you should stop. That's the conclusion.
So, truly, yeah, you're the same rule, but the way the Gemara here says it, the sounds like the mashmos is, even though we rejected the idea of a mitzvah lav suke, that wasn't the answer to our question. Mitzvah versus if you didn't do it, it is quoted lalach lamaisa. It is quoted that it's a mitzvah lav suke, even if I should have to wait till later on. The idea of zrizus, not even the mitzvah, it's zrizus. Zrizus means that you should do it right away if you can. I'm not sure if zrizus didn't also in tefillah, the summer, right?
But,
yeah. Yeah. The Gemara in Brachos brings down. The Gemara in Brachos brings down. It says that actually that the David dim dume chama with when it's starting to turn red and getting darker is the mitzvah lachachila. There are different people, different opinions. But
the point is that's different to the risk of leaving a lot of an essence.
So really, in reality, you're right. In reality, the same idea that's about how much time left in your day. But it could be an extra mila by lulav and esrog to stop mitam zrizus. We wouldn't make you do it. You don't have to do it. You can continue on if you want to. But there's a din of zrizus that exists by lulav and esrog. So is there zrizus by tefillah also? So again, Maseches Brachos is mashma that the changing of the day is where it really is a lot of opportunity to daven to Hashem when the day is changing. So from mincha to mariv, like right before it ends, my mincha ends, there is dimdum mechamas, says the Gemara there. There's an idea that you have opportunities that you don't usually have. What about zrizus? So I guess if you have two choices of having the mila of zrizus, which is the mila of a more conducive time to daven, or let's say you have a minion now, mishtama, if I could daven right away without a minion versus a minion later on, we all do minion later on, I assume it's the right thing to do. I assume. Right?
I had a time last week like that.
Yeah. Stop over here. Yeah.
If davening would be